going through a breakup? Struggling with being all up in your feels? Finding it hard to get through the day? Heartbreak sucks, and we've all been there. If you're in need of some life hacks on how to regulate your emotions, practically manage your life, and how to rediscover yourself post-breakup, you've come to the right place. This is your roadmap to navigating out of this time in your life with intelligence, humour, sass, and a little bit of tough love when you need it. Welcome to How to Hack Your Heartbreak with your host, Louise Wilkinson.
If you've listened to previous episodes, and if you haven't, then you totally should, it's been quite a dramatic and chaotic trip so far. So let me set the scene for you. The breakup has just happened and your whole being is in an absolute tailspin. Your body is in a trauma response, and hopefully by now you've had a chance to put some space between you and the object of your heartbreak. First, we have dealt with getting you out of the fight or flight so that we now have access to the logical part of the brain. Listen, I'll be honest. You probably still have a fair bit of that pesky stress hormone cortisol kicking around, but hopefully it's not as acute. The emergency, as it were, has passed, and now the medical team, which is a fancy word for yourself and all of your parts, need to assess the damage if we have any hope of a treatment plan. Breakups can take many forms. All are painful, all have their very own unique story, and all bookmark moments in our lives. Scientists and psychologists have put many hours into researching the types of relationship breakups and have come up with a pain and trauma scale. Now, don't get me wrong, one type of breakup doesn't trump the others, as it were. They all hurt like a bitch, and we all process them in different ways and in our own time frame. But it's a bit like a broken leg. Is it a hairline fracture, a clean break, or a compound fracture threatening our femoral artery? You know, levels. We can't sort out a treatment plan until we assess which category we fall into. So, let's get started. Here are seven different types of breakups, ranked by the shortest recovery time to the longest recovery time. Here we go. Number seven, the mutual breakup. This is as peaceful a breakup as you can have. Like when the entire family agrees that it's time to pull the plug on Grandpa's respirator. He's freed of his misery and the family feel a sense of relief. It's undeniably sad, but there's also a peace and freedom that comes with it. It's almost like acceptance that it was over was reached by both of you within the relationship, and you grieved little bit by little bit before you reached the talk. As far as breakups go, and not to diminish it in any way, this is the unicorn of breakups. Respectful, peaceful, and gentle in its ending. That doesn't mean it's pain-free. Nobody gets out of this alive. There will still be a hole where this person was in your life. You'll need to adjust your schedules, how you structure your days, and often in this situation, you need to manage the disappointment of others around you, family and friends, who perhaps didn't see the ending as clearly as you did. Your treatment plan involves loads of self-love and gentleness, time to reflect on the good and the bad and extract the lessons. You will be able to start your rehab a lot quicker than most of the patients to follow, as you are probably in a more stable position emotionally. This doesn't mean charging forward like nothing has happened and shortchanging yourself the opportunity to take the lessons and pour into your own cup after the breakup. Nor does it mean jumping on Tinder and throwing yourself under the first available stud as a distraction. You still got to feel it to heal it. Slow and steady, rest when you need to, chat to your girlfriends, and indulge in some self-care. When you've fallen back in love with yourself, you can dip your toe back in the dating pool. But for now, just be. Number six, the circumstantial breakup. A cousin of the mutual breakup, the circumstantial breakup occurs when the environment around you won't permit the relationship to continue. That could be distance. Either one of you are going to be moving away for work, family, or ex-partners could have had a hand in the downfall of the relationship. And the outside pressure is just too much. Differences in culture and religion, changes in custody arrangements make things logistically impossible. The list goes on. Here, recovery time is shortened pretty much because the breakup is about external factors. And in the cases of moving away, you probably were already prepared for that or had some practice in large chunks of time without your squeeze. So you're halfway to processing life without them. This type of breakup doesn't hit where it hurts, our ego, because we haven't had someone list off all the reasons as to why they don't want to be with us and all our faults or unattractive qualities. It doesn't come pain-free. You love this person and they love you, but it could be that old cliche, right person, wrong time. You may be thinking that the circumstances may change in the future. An issue can be worked on or resolved because there's so much good here. You could be right, but for now, and as harsh as this is, you are presented with the reality that you two have parted ways, and that is what the medical team will be dealing with at this point in time. Your medical advice is to keep it classy, end things with grace, and start thinking about your new life and how it looks. It's all about you. Sure, there may very well be a chance to rekindle in the future, but waiting around for weeks, months, or years until the path clears is certainly not the way to go. Number 5, the ultimatum breakup. You know the one, do this or else. Usually born out of pure frustration, the most common ultimatum leading up to a breakup is, ask me to marry you by the end of the year or I'm out of here. Or commit to having a child with me is another one. It could be, change your religion or this has no legs, or even get rid of that stupid money pit sports car. The great news with this type of breakup is that if it was you who issued the ultimatum, good for you. You have a standard, you established a boundary and stuck to it by walking away from a non-negotiable. If it was something that you weren't prepared to do and your partner walked away, it's a hint that maybe your values weren't aligned and you have probably saved each other loads of time. Now, ultimatum breakups can be tough to get over because it's annoying that on the surface a little compromise could have prevented it. But once it's over, that pressure from the stalemate you've reached in the relationship is gone. So it's actually kind of a relief. There is also a huge growth opportunity in this. You're not quite ready for that yet, but trust me, there is gold to uncover. I'll get to it. Number 4, the someone said something breakup. I once met a guy who was clearly smarting from a breakup. At his instigation, after he overheard a conversation between his partner and her friend unintentionally. He was about to, in his words, drop the knee. And after arriving home earlier than expected one night, he heard his future fiancée say, "Oh, it's any minute now. The diamond had better be upwards of 2 carats. He's punching above his weight, so it's nothing less than I deserve." Now, while she was clearly showing off, and the comment was probably in jest, he told me that after she'd said that, he couldn't think of her in the same way anymore. In fact, it put a figurative X over her image in his eyes. They eventually broke up, and this conversation was the springboard. With this one, if you were the one who was responsible for the word vomit and was subsequently dumped, you will most likely be kicking yourself, and if you were the one who did the dumping, you are probably filled with anger and disbelief. You might be devising a plan to undo the damage or even create an opportunity to work your confirmation bias that this person really didn't mean it and that you had it wrong. You'll just need to sit tight for now and work your steps. Forensics will come later in the process, but for now, we're dealing with a breakup, so let's not jump the gun.
You can treat yourself or a friend who's in the throes of heartbreak with our bespoke Heartbreak Emergency Kit, containing emergency chocolate, tissues, a cute voodoo doll for comic purposes only, sage for clearing your space, a crystal for healing, an affirmation to stick to your mirror, and a candle with a scent specific to the stage of your breakup you find yourself in. The breakup kit is sure to lift your spirits and the perfect way to practice self-love. Head on over to howtohackyourheartbreak.com/shop to order.
Number 3, the I've been cheating breakup. Now, I bet you thought this would come in at number 1, right? I mean, could there be anything worse than discovering that your partner has been cheating either physically or emotionally? You'd be exactly right, and that is the ultimate betrayal. But in many cases, the act itself isn't the problem. It's the underlying causes that led to that act. There are also many levels of cheating. Was it a kiss? Was it a bonk when he was blackout drunk with his mates that he instantly regretted? Was it an online conversation? And also, where do your values and moral standards sit? For some, an emotional connection that has never played out physically but clearly has feelings involved is a bigger betrayal than a one-night stand. Cheating, you see, is on a curve. Now, in terms of recovery, there's a lot of rehab needed, to be sure. You feel stupid, you envisage the cheating in your head, and most likely are outraged. Your ego has taken a massive hit here. The upside, I know, WTF, there's an upside, is that once you work out where this act sits on your moral standards totem pole, you can take your ex and slap on the label of lying, cheating, douchebag. Painful as hell, but all wrapped up in a nice little bow. Nobody you divulge this information to is likely to disagree with you, and support will be forthcoming. The ego is also helping you purge your emotions quickly here as it flicks into overdrive to help you survive the threat. Rage, indignation, crying, it's all necessary. And I'm not going to lie, it's going to suck. But your path forward from this point is crystal clear. You know who they are, and your journey forward is about healing you. Number 2, the first love breakup. Ah, the first love. We will never forget it, will we? But it may surprise you to know that the first love breakup is actually one of the toughest to overcome. This breakup teaches us that the world is a bigger place than we thought. Now, let's think about it. We are born and we attach to our parents whose love and approval is the center of our universe. As we morph into our preteens and teens, we start to individuate and our peers become our focus. Then, usually somewhere around our mid-teens, we want to experience pair bonding. And we as mammals are all programmed to do that. So cue the first flushes of puppy love, the shy hand-holding, the cute movie dates, and perhaps our first sexual experience and the whole chemical Molotov cocktail that that particular act entails. Then it ends. I think we as adults tend to brush off that first heartbreak with a wise, knowing, and let's face it, a little bit condescending wry smile. Ah, yes, young grasshopper, we all go through it and you'll get over it. I'd just like to point something out here. When our first love ends, we have absolutely zero experience with this feeling of pain and loss, and probably, as our brains don't fully mature until age 30, a complete lack of ability to process what's happening. It's kind of like watching a toddler having a meltdown and telling them to grow up. It's also very much linked to the realization that our secure little bubble of childhood is bursting, and this thing called life will kick our butts. The loss of innocence, if you will. It's a huge thing to process, and it's often diminished by people around us as a rite of passage, and I put that in air quotes. If this is you, we know it's a lot, and this is hell for you right now. Your feelings are valid, and without sounding like a condescending dick, this too shall pass. Not today, though, and that's okay. You have a free pass to play this bit of the podcast to the adults who tried to diminish your experience, tell you to get over it, or worse, make it about them with the line, "Oh yes, when I had my first heartbreak." To those adults, I say, you're not helping. Have some compassion and guide your young grasshopper through this with love, patience, and understanding. Coming in at number 1, the blind side. Okay, so this one comes in at number 1 for a very good reason. A breakup that comes completely out of nowhere is absolutely a traumatic event. Your brain will register this on the same level as a car crash, a huge shock with some pretty massive ripple effects. The blindsider may have been thinking about this for months or have concealed their intentions, and to the other person, it seems like it's sunshine, lollipops and rainbows. You may have even had mind-blowing sex and connection in the days leading up to it, and then out of nowhere, boom. It's particularly brutal if you've been working towards something such as cohabitation or marriage. All of a sudden, the entire trajectory of not only your closest relationship, but also that of your entire life has been turned upside down in an instant. This one can shake the foundations of even the strongest queens, or kings, if I'm talking to you. Not only are you dealing with sadness and rejection, you're also dealing with the trauma of the way it ended. Disbelief, shock and fear, and other things such as intrusive thoughts, nightmares, numbness and disassociation, panic attacks, and even agoraphobia, which is a fear of leaving the house in some cases. There is a fair chance that if this was your type of breakup, there will be a hell of a lot of trauma processing to do before you can even get to the root cause of the breakup or look at it objectively. Blindsides chip away at your ability to trust. If someone can break up with you when things seem to be going well, you'll have a tough time avoiding paranoia and trusting new partners. You'll also question your judgment in probably every other area of your life. I mean, if you didn't see this coming, how close are your friendships? How secure are you in your job? Do you even know who you are anymore? In addition, because it's so out of the blue, you may see a lot of emotions from people close to you as they try to process the shock. In my own experience, no less than six people broke down and sobbed, felt physically ill, refused to believe it was happening, or swore very passionately when I told them the news. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It's going to be a lot. And I'm here to tell you that your feelings are very valid and there is no shame in reaching out for professional help. Not because you're crazy or weak, but because you are a very kind person reacting and trying to cope with a very unkind situation. In my coaching practice, I've seen the effects of the blindside breakup firsthand. There is shock and trauma to process before we can even start grieving the breakup. If you'd like a coaching session, you can hit the link in my show notes or go to howtohackyourheartbreak.com. Now that we have your initial assessment, probably in the time frame of 24 to 48 hours after the bomb went off, it's time to get you settled in a nice comfy ward to monitor you. As we know, cortisol is still coursing around your system and your doctor advises not making any important decisions or operating heavy machinery for a few days. So no, sorry to disappoint you, but you're not launching back into life at full tilt after this event. It's not going to be the best course of action for you. Depending on the type of breakup that has occurred in the past 24 to 48 hours, some of you will be under observation, some of you will be stable, some of you will be shipped off to critical care, and some of you will need ICU. Now, I did warn you right back at the beginning that there was going to be some instructions that you were not going to like, and this is probably one of them. It's important to be strategic right from the word go. And because it's medically proven you don't have access to critical thought just now, I'm coming to your rescue with a firm strategy. So, no rash decisions, no self-medicating, and absolutely no texting. Take a deep breath. Your triage notes are being typed up and your treatment plan created. You've got a cool little plastic bracelet on your wrist as a new admission at Heartbreak General Hospital. Sit tight. Dr. Louise will be along in a jiffy to get you started on your treatment plan. I've got you. I'm Louise Wilkinson, and you've been listening to How to Hack Your Heartbreak.
Thanks for listening to How to Hack Your Heartbreak. We are all about paying it forward. So if you loved the tips you learned today, share this episode with a friend who needs it.